When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. As he stated, Stephen A. Smith, I am Rashawn McDonald, and welcome to my show. Our theme today is there is no perfect time to start following your dreams. Because I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine really is inspiring you to accomplish your goals and live your very best life. Actually, it's time to stop reading other people's success stories and really start living your own. People always talk about their purpose or gift. If you have a gift, leave with your gift. And don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. My guest on the show today, this one person I'm about to bring up next, is a person who has not allowed those people to get in the way of her dreams. My guest is Sherry Shepherd. She's the new queen of daytime talk. Sherry, an NAACP Image Award-winning show, won this year's Outstanding Talk Show Series, where she carries her comedic takes on, or shares her comedic takes on various topics like Laugh Lounge, Best Life Series, She's a Boss. Fox Television has renewed the number one new nationally syndicated daytime talker for 2 years through 2024-2025. We're going to be discussing her career. She co-hosted the daytime talk show, as you remember, The View, been on Dancing with Stars, Dish Nation, and I cast her way back when on the Jamie Foxx show as an actress when I was the co-executive producer. Now she's co-hosting something else, if you don't know about this. An NAACP Image Award-winning podcast called Two Funny Mamas with comedian and actress Kim Whitley. They will have an upcoming comedy tour that we'll be talking about called Two Funny Mamas. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, the daytime, the award-winning, the number one queen of talk show, comedian, actress, author, Sherry Shepherd. How you doing, Sherry?
Rashawn, hi.
Sherry.
I was like, who are you talking about?
Sherry, I was saying so much. I was going, Sherry going to say, I'm done. You say everything, Rashawn. I'm done.
That's what I was thinking. I don't have to do anything.
Sherry, you are amazing. Thank you for taking the time to call my show. You know, we broadcast live every Tuesday on WCLK. In Atlanta, Georgia, and it syndicates nationally on HBCU stations nationwide, as well as my podcast. But more importantly, when I get a talent like you who understands that journey, you know, journey. I mentioned when we first met way back when on the Jamie Foxx show, but it's been a journey. Talk about, let's start now, presently, the excitement that's happening, the podcast, the talk show. How did the talk show come about? Because you were guesting series on it, and then all of a sudden the talk show was given, it was, you were given the opportunity to do it. Can you walk us through that process emotionally and physically?
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to have a talk show of my own. This started back 18 years ago. I had actually done a pilot for a talk show for ABC Disney. I did it on the set of Regis and Kelly. And and it went, you know what? It was okay. Like, they came and saw me, the Disney people, doing stand-up at the Laugh Factory, Rashawn.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked me, and they did this pilot, and they tried to do a sidekick, and it didn't work. You know, we did chemistry testing with all of the major stars that you hear about now. And it didn't work, so they did it for me by myself. And it was okay. And the reason why it was okay was because they kept coming to me, the executive, saying, we want to see that thing that you do on stage. And I didn't know what that thing was that they were talking about. All I knew was that I was grateful to God for the opportunity. I just wanted to make people laugh. My voice wasn't even as deep. It pretty much was like, hey, everybody, how you doing? Welcome to my talk show.
Right.
And it didn't work then 18 years ago because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know really who my audience was. I didn't know, excuse me, what I would do, what I wouldn't do. If you told me to stand on my head, I would have done it, as long as it made people laugh.
Right.
So fast forward, it didn't go, of course. It didn't. And so I got the opportunity. I went back to acting, still having that dream. And I was doing a movie called Who's Your Caddy? And they asked me to co-host on The View, like a guest. Well, I got that job. And, you know, that was like really my training ground for talk shows. And in the meantime, I'd done a lot of guests, you know, where I was sitting on the couch and I was a guest. So I learned how to do talk shows and what I like from that end. I did The View, got let go, got fired from The View, and I went and pitched a talk show.
Let me ask you this. Let's talk about that, because, you know, I know I've had some dark moments in Hollywood because, you know, because when it happens in public like that, you know, it's not like working at IBM. It's not like working at the post office at Burger King. You know, you just walk home and tell your loved ones you don't have a job. But when it happens in public, that really takes a twofold. It takes an ego hit. It takes a personal hit. Then you also wonder, are you going to get another shot? How did you overcome that moment?
Well, I knew I couldn't be too upset when they released me from The View, because God had told me, and I have to go spiritual in my career because that is the number one who has made it happen. But God had said to me very clearly that last year of The View, it's time to go.
Mm.
It's time to move. And when I told my people, my team, that I was going to quit The View, everybody went into an uproar. Oh, my God, you won't be able to get a talk show. It takes a year to develop. You're making amazing money. And I was. You're making all of this money. You're not going to, nobody in Hollywood knows you. No, 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 you can't. And I said, no, God was very clear. It is time for me to go. It was the year that Barbara Walters was retiring. And then once I was clear on that, they kept trying to give me more money at The View to keep me. And I continued saying no. And then, Rashawn, once it happened that I saw I was going to go through a very messy divorce,
mm-hmm.
I got scared. And I said, ooh, this is going to be expensive and messy. I'm going to stay at The View and take the big old salary raise they gave me. Well, do you know, when God says it's time to go, if you don't do it, he's going to push you out of it.
Right.
Because he said it was time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did not renew Jenny McCarthy's contract. They let go of a Barbara Walters co-creator, Bill Getty. It was a number of people that they were letting go. And I'm praying with everybody. I'm like, you know what, Jenny, it's going to be okay. God's going to give you something better.
Right.
You know what, Bill Getty, it's going to be okay. And then they called me in the office. They said, Sherry Shepherd, we need to see you. And I was like, for what? I went in there and they said, we're going to release you from your contract. And I went, you going to do what? And they said, we're not going to renew your contract. And I said, but we're trying to give me a big salary bump. And they said, no, things are different now, and we're not going to renew. And I remember I was sitting in my dressing room in front of the mirror, and I said, Lord, I'm about to go through this divorce. I got a child with special needs, his therapy, his schooling. Did I tell you I'm about to get divorced, and this is going to cost me a lot of money?
Right.
And it was so still the voice of God saying, I told you it was time to go. So if I got to push you out, it's time to go. And I said, well, then what am I supposed to do, God? Because I don't know if I told you. I'm getting a divorce. Sometimes you've been talking to God like he didn't hear you.
Right.
And I just felt God say, do you trust me?
Right.
And I said, Not really. I got this much, this end of trust. And it was like, I felt like God saying, that's all I need. And that was it. But Rashawn, literally 2 weeks later, I don't even think it was 2 weeks, Will Packer called me and he said, hey, lady, it was probably 2 a.m, I got a role for you in Ride Along too. Would you play this part? I said, yes. A week before that, Cinderella on Broadway called and said, we want you to play the evil stepmother. Kiki Palmer is playing Cinderella. You were the first black evil stepmother on Broadway. I said, I can't sing. They said, don't worry. We took away all your solo. You just going to sing with Kiki and your stepdaughters. I said, yes. I did a month run, got to stay in a big penthouse. They paid me a lot of money to be on Broadway and went through a very expensive divorce. But God always provided. So that's how it was a little embarrassing, but I knew behind it,
right,
there was a reason why they let me go. So sometimes I think we look at things like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? This is horrible. How am I going to bounce back? But if God says it's time to go, then there's something else that he has. So with that, I went again around to Hollywood pitching a talk show, and everybody said no, Rashawn.
Absolutely. Everybody know I'm talking to the one and only Sherry Shepherd. She's talking about her history, but she now is the new queen of daytime talk. If you haven't seen the show, it's called Sherry. NAACP Image Award winning show that won this year. And now she's telling us her journey. Her journey is one of, I said earlier, if you have a gift, leave with your gift. And that's what she's doing. And when people told her friends, her family, her coworkers told her to stay on The View, she knew it was time to leave. That's why I say, if you have a plan, you have a dream, stick with it. And that's what she's telling us now. Continue your story.
Well, I was pitching a talk show. I had the vision in my head and everybody was not interested. Everybody said no. They kept saying no. So I said, well, what am I supposed to do? I kept acting, but I kept honing my skills. I would go I would go on talk shows and again be a guest.
Right.
So that I could hone those skills. And I think after that, I just started doing like game shows. I was hosting the Newlywed Game. I was hosting another game show where I got to hone my skills and just like being able to improv and talk to people. I kept doing stand-up. All of these things really prepped me for being able to do a talk show. Stand-up, I stand on stage for 45 minutes. You know, you handle stand-up.
Absolutely. I saw you when you was opening for Kim, that Kim tour, which was selling out everywhere.
When I was opening for Kim and Babyface.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So when you stand on stage, you have to talk for 45 minutes. And I always tell people, stand-up comics make the best talk show hosts because we know how to create magic where there is none. There's no dead space with a stand-up comic. We're used to improvising. We're used to making things funny. And everybody is continued to say no. I continue my acting career, flourished. And after that, what happened was, I think around 2009, Wendy Williams was we knew that she was sick, but we didn't know she was in rehab. Mm-hmm. And I was filming a movie with Afion Crockett in D.C., and the Wendy Williams show called. Now, I have been a guest on her show. There's even a clip of me on YouTube of Wendy saying, what do you want to do? And I said, Wendy, I want my own talk show. Maybe we can call it Sherry. That's on YouTube.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, I'm speaking it into existence. I'm right on the couch, and I go, maybe we can call it Sherry. And she laughed. And so they called me to be, people were filling in for Wendy, they had panels of comics.
Now, this is in 2009. Wow.
And they wanted me to be a part of a panel. And I remember Michael Yo and different comics were filling in at one time for Wendy, kind of like a View-like panel. And so when they called me, something inside of me said, say no. And I said, no, I will host if you let me do it by myself and give me 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, because Monday is your highest rated day because so much stuff happens over the weekend and people want to see what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. And they said, absolutely not. You'll be a part of a panel. And I said, no. And I walked away. And I remember saying, Afion, I hope I did the right thing, but I know I came from doing The View. So I know I could do it by myself. It's been my dream. They didn't call me for about 2 or 3 weeks. Kiki Palmer hosted it by herself. There were only 4 people that did it. Michael Rappaport hosted it by himself. Jerry O'Connell hosted it by himself. And me. And they called me back and they said, we'll let you host it for 2 days by yourself, Monday and Tuesday. And I was so nervous. But when I tell you, the ratings were amazing when I hosted it. They called me really before I had even left New York, and they said, can you host again the entire week? By the time I got back to my hotel to change, they had canceled it. They canceled me hosting. They showed reruns. But what they did do is Detmar Mercury offered me a talk show back in 2009, and it didn't happen. When I tell you, Rashawn, I literally was like, God, what is going on? 2009, we negotiated the salary. We had everything together. I knew what I would do with this talk show. Detmar Mercury had they pulled the contract literally before I was supposed to sign it.
Wow.
And I'm going, what in the world?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Ugly cry, not running down my nose. My ratings were amazing for those 2 days. No reason. My team just goes, they just pulled the contract. They rescinded the offer. So I go again to Hollywood. Pitching is my demo reel was me filling in for Wendy. And I took it around, and one lady even said, a big casting director, there's a big talk show on the air now that they produce. She looked at me and I said, I got the sizzle reel because it kind of shows what I want to do for my own talk. She said, I don't need to see it. And I said, but I really need you to see it. She goes, I don't. And she did her hand like dismissively. Like, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very dismissively. She said, I don't need to see it. And she proceeded to tell me about a new talk show they had picked up, and that they had picked up this other talk show with a singer from a music show, and it was amazing. And, you know, and she was like, maybe I could put you on a talk show where it's three cooks, and you learn how to cook with America. And I'm like, I don't cook.
That is very true. Hey, Sherry, hold on that thought. We're going to be right back, because I'm telling you, you want to hear about the Too Funny Mamas tour, that podcast. Want to hear about all her opportunities. More importantly, Sherry, you're following your dreams. You're living your dream. That's what this show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, is all the time. Letting people that in your darkest moment, keep dreaming. In your darkest moment, keep winning. Because people out there will find you because they believe in you. And God has blessed you because you willing to put in the work. Be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Don't go nowhere. Sherry Shepherd will be right back.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rashawn McDonald.
This week I sat down with media mogul, Hollywood executive, and philanthropist Nick Cannon. Although the former child star has experienced a long career of success with no signs of slowing down, he explains why he's so passionate about creating opportunities for others.
It's all about the community for me. It's about giving other people opportunities. It's about opening doors and sharing the knowledge, wealth, and wisdom that I've obtained with everyone else.
Right.
I mean, you know, obviously I'm still in school. Hopefully, you know, I'll be able to, you know, HU, Howard University. I want to go all the way. I'm getting my master's, want to go to my doctorate, mm-hmm. and eventually be a professor.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2. And more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Quora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
And teach the things that I've picked up along the way. But it's all about the community, whether it's teaching, whether it's entertaining, whether it's investing into us.
If you want to listen to this full interview with Nick Cannon, it's available on MoneyMakingConversations.com.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushon McDonald.
Welcome back. This is Rushon McDonald. I'm interviewing Sherry Shepherd, the new queen of daytime talk. It's not something that she just thought of last week. It's something that's been in her mind for a long time. You know, to be able to, can a dream come true? Yes, if you put the work in. Can a dream come true? Yes, if you believe in it. Yes, if you keep telling people this is something you want to do. Sherry, there was doubters. There was people who questioned you. At what point did you and yourself realize, you know, I'm going to trust me. I'm going to trust Sherry Shepherd.
You know, at what point, I believed always, even when I got let go from The View. Right. I knew I had something to offer. I just knew I needed one person to believe in me. And no matter that I kept getting no's, yes, it hurt. Yes, I cried. But I knew that that God didn't put this dream inside of me.
Right.
And have me doing me being so good at it that it would fall to the wayside. And I knew I had to hold on to that dream despite what it looked like. Because like I said, when I ran around this the last time in Hollywood and everybody was saying, no, Rushon, there was one network that I went to and the woman said to me, she was the head of the network and they didn't have any talk shows. And she said, I got chills watching you fill in for Wendy in 2009. She said, I love the sizzle reel. I'm the one that makes the decision. And I knew before I walked out of the room that I had the deal for my own talk show. Do you know 6 weeks later, they called my team and they said, nope, we're going to go with another woman. We think she's amazing and wow. We're not going to do Sherry.
Wow.
And I go, what happened to the lady? She got chills.
Right.
And when I tell you, that was when I sat out and I cried again. And I said, Lord, this is too painful.
Right.
This dream, I can see it in my mind of what I want to do. And it's so painful, the no's, that I'm gonna focus on my acting and let you bring this back to me, you know, because I don't want to think about it.
Which basically you're telling everybody, you didn't just sit around and sulk. You didn't sit around going, oh, this is the end of the road, because you and I were talking all the time, you know, because at the time whole 2012 to 2016, you know, Steve Harvey and I was up in Chicago. We would invite you on to the show as a guest, and we would talk about the acting time. Opportunities. And you were staying focused. You were letting the good in you, the success in you, to keep moving you forward and not waddling around in the what ifs.
No, I didn't. And I remember doing the Steve Harvey show, and I remember you guys would fly me out there, and I remember you would be so encouraging to me, and you would tell me how good I was. The one thing I know I was, I'm a great guest.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
The mark of a great guest is the talk show hosts don't have to do any work. They can literally sit back and enjoy you. And that's one of the things that I knew as soon as I stepped out on a couch and somebody had to interview me, just be quiet and let me go. And
right.
Just enjoy the show. And my acting took off. I was a regular in sitcoms and doing movies and critically acclaimed movies. And what happened was, out of the blue, when I tell you, out of the blue, I got a call. Not only was I co-hosting, they asked me back to co-host for a week, The View. I hadn't been on The View for 3 years. And they called me and they said, could you just sit in for an entire week? So that was amazing.
Right.
I got to sit in for an entire week, and I got a phone call from Debmar Mercury, and they said, could you fill in for a week? Now, at the time, I didn't even say this. I had gone to Dish Nation. They wanted me to be a co-host in Atlanta. And I said, no, I'm not moving to Atlanta. I'm staying in L.A. If you'll let me do it in L.A., I'll think about it. And I met with the Dish Nation folks. which is owned by Fox.
By Fox, absolutely.
Fox Entertainment.
Steve Brown over there, Fox. Mm-hmm.
Steve Brown. And I remember being in the meeting, Rashawn, and we're talking, and I said to them, well, my ultimate goal, I being a co-host is great, but my ultimate goal is I want my own talk show. And they said to me, they go, well, Nick Cannon has a show, so we really don't have a space for another talk show. And I go, Nick Cannon! Now, this is the reason why, Nick Cannon and I, we love each other.
Well, I know, Nick, you know that.
Out Nick Cannon. Well, I said it was because the people who filled in from Wendy by themselves, they all got a show. Kiki Palmer went on to co-host with Michael Strahan and Sarah Haynes.
GMA3.
Mm-hmm. She got that gig right after filling in for Wendy. Michael Rappaport got, I think he did a pilot for a talk show. It didn't go. Jerry O'Connell did a 6-week test run, remember?
Absolutely.
For his talk show. Mm-hmm. Those three, they all had a chance. And so Nick Cannon also, he filled in by himself, so it was 5 of us. So when they said Nick Cannon had a show, I was like, everybody who filled in got something. What happened to me? And literally, I went, they said, yeah, Nick Cannon, his show's coming out, so we don't really have the space for another talk show. And but we wanted to be on Dish. Now, I accepted Dish Nation. Thank goodness, because as soon as I accepted it, quarantine happened. So they had already signed
a contract. That's right. That's right. Right.
But when they said Nick Cannon, and it was a representative of everything that, like, I could see my dream, but I'm going, Lord, everybody else is getting it but mm-hmm. me.
Right.
And I went downstairs in the parking lot, and I started crying again, and my manager started crying, too. And I looked at him, and I go, what are you crying for? And he says, I'm crying because you're making me cry. And I go, well, rich white man, I don't like to see him cry. And I go, you don't need to be crying. You're getting commission, you're fine. So after that happened, I stayed on Dish Nation, which prepared me again.
It did.
Because I was at home by myself reading a prompter. And also once we got back in the studio, reading a prompter by myself. But you would think that I was really interacting with the Atlanta crew, Brat and Headcrack and all of them. So reading that prompter helped me tell a story like a bunch of people are in the room. So that prepared me. So when the offer came from Detmar for me to fill in, I was on The View guest co-hosting, and they called Detmar Mercury and said, could you fill in for a week? I ended up filling in for a week, and they kept asking me to come back for another week. Dish Nation was getting mad, and they were saying, hey, wait a minute, hold on. They said no. I said, Lord, you got to work it out. If this is from you, then you will work it out. Then all of a sudden, Dish Nation would say, go ahead and do another couple weeks. Ellen called me. I hadn't been on the Ellen show in 12 years. And then she called and she said, I want you to come back for my last season.
Wow.
And then, I was supposed to sit in for a week with Detmar Mercury, who did the Wendy show. And they said, absolutely not, because we've had you to sit in. And I said, Lord, if this is what I'm supposed to do, you'll work out both. Rashawn, do you know they worked it out? So I was able to do Ellen. I hadn't sat in her seat for 12 years, and I still was able to go to New York. And my ratings were so high when I filled in for Wendy. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to leave it to you. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do what you created me to do. And then they came through with the offer for me to have my own talk show.
Congratulations.
The same offer that they had come back with in 2009. More money.
More money. More money.
Then you got to know your worth. Oh, you said it's going to be the
and
first time?
Number one. I know we text each other all the time. You text me, Rashawn, look at this. I'm number one in women. Then number one daytime talk show host. But that doesn't stop you. I'm just telling you something about her. You know, she has a movie she's going to do this summer. But more importantly, she's doing a comedy tour with the incredibly funny actress Kim Whitley, who I also have known for many, many years. Two Funny Mamas podcast was started basically on the Tom Joyner show, correct? That's when you guys got together as a duo. And now you turn it into a podcast. It has won back-to-back NAACP awards for Image Awards for Outstanding Podcast. So what is this tour? Y'all doing stand-up? What are y'all doing out there?
We decided to. It took me 3 years to get this girl to do a podcast with me. And she finally said yes. And we were doing that during the quarantine. We just wanted to make people laugh. And it's been so successful. and we've won the NAACP Image Awards. I said, Kim, we got to take this on the road, because I don't know any duo that can get on stage and stand there for an hour and just talk to each other. And she said, yes. So we're doing some test dates to see how it goes, if we can stand each other for three consecutive weekends. And if we do that, we will continue this tour. And so you can go to SherryShowTV.com to find out where we're going to be. We're going to be in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Bensalem, Pennsylvania, and Wilmington, Delaware. And so SherryShowTV.com to find out exactly where the theaters are. And we're just doing stand-up. And we both are stand-up comics. We love doing stand-up. So to be able to go out there and take this experience live to folks, the shenanigans, I'm so excited.
Well, I got to ask this, because both of you two are brilliant improvers. Do y'all do any of that? Do y'all come back on stage together, or just one does a set and then the other does a set? How does that work as far as stand-up?
When I say we've been doing the improv, and we get on stage and we get up and we did a live stream during quarantine, and, you know, so people could see us. We did almost 90 minutes improv on stage together, just talking. Now what we do is we come on stage together for about 15 minutes, and we really got to be strict because Kim and I can talk for 2 days.
Right.
We come on for about 15 minutes. Kim, I leave. I introduce Kim. She does stand-up for about 20, 30 minutes. I come back, and I do usually about 20 or 30 minutes as well. Then we do a Q&A together. And we're on stage. Probably we're on stage until they say this is a union theater. You gotta leave.
Absolutely.
Like we will just talk together, and we take questions from the audience, and it's just a really great night.
Well, tell us again, how can we find out about the dates and give us the three dates again? That right now, tell everybody, this is an initial start of a great stand-up comedy tour. Stand-up comedy. Both of them are doing a live stand-up comedy tour. It's called Two Funny Mamas, starring Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley. Tell us those dates. Tell us where we can go and get more information about tickets.
May 19th, we are in New Brunswick, New Jersey. May 20th, we are in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. May 21st, we are in Wilmington, Delaware. You can go to SherryShowTV.com and buy a ticket. And this weekend, I'm at the City Winery in Chelsea Piers in New York. If you're in New York, March 31st. And May 4th, I'm also at the City Winery in New York. On May 4th, right, if you're in town. So those are the stand-up days. But can I just thank you for when I got this talk show, of course, now that I have it, when they offered it to me and I said yes, I was like, Rashawn! They actually gave it to me. And I'm thankful you said to me, who is your audience? Who are you? Who are you talking to? And it really made me sit down and go, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And that is informed every decision I make, because remember I said I didn't know what I was doing 18 years ago.
Right.
Today, I know how I can say no. I know who I'm talking to, who my audience is. We're number two. We tied with Dr. Phil for women 25 to 54, right behind Kelly and Ryan, and number one new talk show. So I know from you saying, Sherry, who are you? Who are you talking to? I'm a single mom. I'm an entrepreneur.
Yes.
I am divorced. I was married once. I'm a woman who came up. Who was down and got back up. That's who I'm talking to. I'm a woman in her 50s. I'm talking to women also who are trying to redo their life and reinvent themselves. That's who I'm talking to. So I know when somebody comes to me with an old cockamamie idea, 21-year-old girl pouring beer over her breath, that's not me.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's from another show. That ain't me. That's not my audience.
That is not you. She's the incredible Sherry Shepherd. You know, you're a friend, and you know I love you to death, and I know we text back and forth the good times and the bad times that we've had in our career, but right now it's the good times, and congratulations, and you know I'm going to help you on that comedy tour, because guess what? The world needs to see Two Funny Mamas starring Kim Whitley and the incredible Sherry Shepherd. Thank you for calling my show, Sherry.
I love you, Rashawn.
Appreciate you, and we talk soon, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you about the Money Making Conversations Masterclass hosted by Rashawn McDonald. People always talk about their purpose or gifts. If you have a gift, lead with your gifts and don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. The interviews and information on his show are for everybody. Don't let change scare you. He's here to educate you because it's time to put your dreams into action. The show, Money Making Conversations Masterclass, interviews CEOs, small business owners, influencers, and celebrities. They share financial and career success tips with Rashawn McDonald, which you can only hear in the Money Making Conversations Masterclass show.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.